All right, you mentioned DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and we were supposed to talk to Bridget Carey earlier from CNET. She's a CNET senior editor, but she was put on DACA news.
DACA alert.
Yes. So, Bridget.
Yeah.
So, DACA, Deferred Action for Children or Childhood Arrivals, how does that affect the tech world?
Well, a lot of the tech big companies in Silicon Valley are speaking out because a lot of their employees are dreaming their children who came when they came to America when they were children. So Tim Cook tweeted out that 250 of Apple coworkers are dreamers, and he's standing with them. Microsoft came out with a statement, not just saying that it has employees that are under this shield protection of DACA, but that they would go to court to defend those that work at Microsoft to keep them here. So, you know, a lot of these tech companies were not as specific when they voiced their you know, disagreement with it, but Microsoft and Apple sure were very specific that they had a number of people who work there. When it comes to Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg wrote, quote, "This is a sad day for our country. It's not just wrong, but it's cruel to, you know, the people who were trusting, you know, the government and come out of the shadows, and then they're punished afterwards." So, you know, a lot of them are talking about moral issues here and saying we have to, you know, support Congress to do something new, because that's the thing, right? In case anyone who's listening who doesn't know the details, Trump basically put it in Congress's hands, saying, "All right, we're going to end this, and it's going to expire in 6 months, and it's all up to Congress now to do something if they want to fix it." And so a lot of the executives are saying, like, "All right, Congress," you know, and they're going to put their backing behind it, and they're kind of saying some strongly worded letters. And there's even one letter that more than 500 tech companies put their name behind. So a lot of them are kind of joining forces in a way legally to kind of all express their disagreement with this.
Bridget, honestly, does Congress care?
Oh, boy. You know, talk to political reporters, I'll get more into that, right? Yeah. But I'm going to say that, like, one of the interesting things is Microsoft numbers are kind of saying, let's not talk about tax reform, let's fix this first, because it's a humanitarian issue. So for them, this is an employee issue, an issue that they want to see fixed before any other issue, whether or not Congress, you know, wants to move on it. I think if they see pressure from a lot of businesses who are upset, you know, that could influence them.
And this is mostly the Democrats want to keep this, and some Republicans are actually on that side as well.
Yeah. I saw, was it McCain who didn't agree with it either? I mean, I haven't followed everyone who, like on the political side, because I'm focusing more on the responses from the tech world. But certainly, you know, on the tech side, they're really loud. And of course, they have all the means to be loud, right? They own Twitter, they own Facebook. they can kind of use these platforms to really get their points across.
Who's the guy that owns Twitter? Because why doesn't he just suspend Donald Trump's account if he doesn't agree with him?
Oh, he makes so much money. No, actually, Twitter, you don't hear a lot from them because of, you know, it's a good point. You don't hear anything from Twitter these days. Because,
yep. Who's their biggest user? Who's their biggest fan?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't want to get fired from Mr. Trump if everyone has to go to Twitter to see what he has to say.
So what do you think the shakedown will be in this, Bridget? Over the next couple of months, I guess the next 6 months, they're going to lose some key people, right, the tech companies?
Well, I don't know if people want to see a big court battle where Microsoft versus, you know, the U.S. government. That would be kind of nasty. They probably want to avoid that. But
what
these companies are saying, they're willing to go to lengths. And Microsoft, in the letter, said they only have 39 employees that they know of are dreamers, right? Because that's the whole thing, is that they can legally get a job without being worried about, you know, being deported. So not everyone probably reports it all the time, but at least what they know of. That'd be quite a scene.
Yeah,
to have
you're right.
Hmm. So today's announcement from Jeff Sessions, no major surprise. We knew what was coming essentially, right?
Yeah. I think that's why over the weekend, before it was even official, you had Tim Cook, and this letter was out, you know, strongly, you know, it was addressed to President Trump and others in the House and Congress, saying, you know, we recommend not to get rid of, you know, it for these following reasons. And even still, now they're kind of coming out and saying even more, you know, afterwards. So it wasn't a surprise, at least in the fact that a lot, even on a holiday weekend, a lot of these tech execs were speaking out, you know, trying to hopefully not see this happen.
That's an interesting angle to it, which, yeah, I got to be honest with you, I never thought of. Yeah. So,
Bridget, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's a documentary series on CNN. They just did a marathon of them over the weekend because it was a holiday weekend. It's called The 90s. And one of them was about the world of technology and what's happened, most notably in the 90s. But it was so crazy to see things. Now, Wendy and I are both a bit older than you, so we lived through this. You were much younger. It's insane to see where we were just a few short decades ago in the 90s to where we are today. Just in every way, the size of the computers themselves, the price, the limited availability of what you could or couldn't do on a computer. But it was such a miracle to have one all of a sudden.
I'm one of the last to understand both worlds. I mean,
yeah.
I grew up without a cell phone, and you had to dial on AOL to talk to your friends in middle school and share the phone line because your mom picked up, you get kicked off.
Right.
but yeah, and I think the other weekend I had trouble meeting up with friends, you know, texting each other, where are you? I'm at this place. All right, let me, and like, how did you meet up beforehand? It's hard to think about that kind of life without a cell phone.
I remember the first laptop computer I got. It was so amazing to me that, you know, it was fully charged, so there's no cord connected to it. And you just open up this thing that had no cord, and oh my God, there was a screen there, like computing and stuff. That blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty
exciting.
Remember
when you had to turn a computer off, you had to shut down, wait for it to shut down, and then it said, you can now turn off your computer.
Right.
So then once it all booted down, you could hit the off button.
They showed Apple in particular, and we don't. It's almost inconceivable today because of what a huge success Apple is. But at the time, they were floundering. They kept laying off more and more workers. They were trying to find some sort of direction to make things right. And it's just so foreign because now Apple is such a huge success story. But back in the 90s, it wasn't that way.
But, you know, growing up in the 90s, Apple computers were all over my schools,
right?
An interesting way, they kind of put their footprint, or their fingerprint, I should say, on every generation who's in the, or every child who's in their 30s now. So now that we are the consumers, you know, we've had Apple computers all this time, even though at home we had Windows. And while Apple was struggling, having that bet to be put into schools, you know, it's something that all the other tech companies are trying to kind of do in their own way now. Google is trying to put its Chromebooks in classrooms, and Microsoft's trying to do its own thing. But really, even when Apple was having a downtime by having discounted computers for schools, you know, we all got used to Apple, and we don't think twice about it.
You know, Bill's only talking about Apple because he is the proud owner of a new phone. Go ahead, tell him.
I have a phone now, Bridget. So,
like one that works, not the stupid tile slash window
one, like
phone.
Everybody else in the world has. I
an
have one
iPhone?
Also. Yeah, it's an iPhone. Yep.
Bill, did you just buy an iPhone?
Over the weekend, I got one, and I got a call from President McKinley to congratulate me.
So you're the person who buys the iPhone the week before the iPhone announcement, right?
Yeah, said to me, he goes, you know, we've got a big announcement, a new phone coming in. And I go, it took me 10 years to get this one. What do I care about a new phone? Just give me this one.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm sure you'll be very happy with it.
Actually, you know what I wanted? I wanted the one. What, say that again, I'm sorry?
Compared to the Windows phone.
Oh, compared to the Windows phone?
That was a piece of crap.
Right. Oh, the worst. Remember last week I said there's some phone that Motorola makes where you can project stuff up on a screen? So I was going to get that one. And then all of a sudden this burst of common sense came into my head, and I went, when would I ever do that? I would never do that. I don't have my own drive-in movie theater.
There'll be one party where you'll show it off and be like, finally, I can show off my projector.
Yeah.
As Kevin just said in my ear, you wouldn't be able to figure out how to do it anyway.
There's not a chance I'd be able to figure that out.
All right, but so the iPhone, do they know what they're calling it yet? Is it an 8? Is it a 10? Is it an X?
It's the 10th anniversary. I don't know if they'll call it the iPhone 8 or the iPhone Pro or something, but the way it looks, if you gather all the rumors together and sort it out, the clues tell us that there'll be a model that is an upgrade, like a 7S, and there'll be a model that's greatly different, more expensive, larger, you know, loses the home.
The fat ass.
That's
what they'll call it, yeah.
Yeah. And that one, I'm not sure what it'll be called, but people are even wondering if they'll just change the number scheme altogether to make it stand out.
I'd call it the Deca. Doesn't that have a kind of a cool-sounding name to it because of the 10-year anniversary?
Look at you getting all into tech now because he has an iPhone, for God's sakes.
I'm the new Bill Gates, Wendy.
No, you're not. I cannot get the case off of my phone because I think I have a 7S. But now the 8 was the one, I don't know what I have.
No one has a 7S. You have a 7, probably, if you have the most recent.
I don't. I have a headphone jack, so I guess I have the 6.
Yeah, you have a 6 or, yeah.
And you have a headphone jack, Bill?
Yep.
There's a little hole.
That's why, in my head.
Because.
Oh, you got an older one. You got a headphone jack model. Oh.
Wait, isn't that a newer one?
Oh, my God. Wait. Do you know what a headphone jack looks like? It's a little hole.
Right there.
Okay, so he has the 6.
I pour apple juice into it. Because it's an apple. That's what makes it run, you guys. Come on.
You're my hero.
I thought you'd hang up. I'm glad you said it that way.
All right, but so the headphone jack went away on the 7, and that bothered some people. And quite honestly, that's why I didn't upgrade, because I want the headphone jack. I know you can connect it through the lightning cord if you so choose. But now, is the 8 still without a headphone jack, as far as we know?
Yeah, and it's probably going to be without a home button, so that might irritate people, too.
Why do they keep changing it? It takes some of us a long time to learn these, Bridget. Why would they keep changing it?
If we don't change it, why will you buy a new one?
Oh, yeah, I guess. All right. That makes sense.
As Apple said in their last one, when they got rid of the headphone jack, they were I'm going to get the word wrong, but they said something to the behalf of how courageous they were. For being different. So, it's really a move of courage, with these companies to buy new accessories.
Now, at the AT&T store where I went, remember we talked about virtual reality last week? So they had one set up to do virtual reality, and you know how it works. You put your phone at the end of it, and then they have this device that fits over your head. And the guy wanted to show it to me, and I said, no, don't show it to me, because then I would just live in the virtual reality world. I would never come out.
Like, if only it could be like Tron, right?
I didn't want that.
Everyone was living online on Second Life. I don't know. Something like that could happen again.
Oh, yeah. I don't need that.
But I want you to feel assured, Bill, and Bridget, maybe you can help me make sense out of this. I think you made the right choice going with an older phone because this, as you mentioned, the new one that's coming out, bigger and probably more expensive, so...
I don't
It's not a bad idea. He's not one who's going to go get the new iPhone every time it comes out.
I promise.
No, I think actually you did make the right call. It's cheaper. It does the same job. And considering you were with a Microsoft Windows phone before for so long, you're still going to feel on top of the world.
Can I tell you, honestly, Bridget, a couple of years ago, I was playing in a baseball game. They had like a Chicago Celebrity baseball game, and they couldn't find any, so they called me, and I got to play in it. And then I went and I bought another baseball glove, and as I'm buying it, I said to myself, this is probably going to be the last baseball glove I ever buy for myself. I had that same exact feeling over the weekend with this phone. I'm like, this might be the last phone I ever buy. Is that possible? Could this last me the rest of my life? Did you see
my
test results?
You're gonna drop it in the toilet like everyone else.
Oh, all right. There's an app for that.
Only the 7 is waterproof.
Yeah, all right. Good. I got Bridget's blessing, Wendy. I did the right thing.
You did, and I'm sure he has figured out a few things. And why don't you ask your question about filtering your music?
All right, so I've still been using my iPod. I like it because I know how to use it. And the same music on my iPod is obviously on my computer at home. So there was a way to do this, obviously, on this phone, but I can't figure out, like, all my songs are there. I can find them in alphabetical order or by artists, but I can't get, like, I have a Billy Joel list and a Beatles list and what I call the best list. It's my favorite songs. I can't break it down that way. Is there something easy I'm not doing right?
Like you want to do it by a playlist that you made?
I want to import a playlist from my either computer or my iPod onto this, but I don't know how to do that.
Do you do that through iTunes, or does he just create a new playlist and then he'll have to physically move them in there?
I'm going to be honest. You got to Google it, because iTunes.
What did I tell you? Before we got you on the air, I said if you have any question at all about your iPhone, just Google it, because he said his GarageBand piano didn't work.
Yeah, Wendy's got hers going. Wow.
Turn the volume up.
Really? All right. I'm so used to everybody telling me to turn it down. I'm not used to anyone turning it up.
Bridget, aren't you proud of our little Billy?
I am. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
You'll always remember. What day did you get it? You'll always remember
Saturday.
That day. See? Yeah. What was the date?
The second, I think. Right?
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Well, Bridget, thank you very much for everything. Is there anything we've missed today? Is there anything else tech-wise that we should be up on?
You know what? I'm sure there is.
But the big news is the DACA news.
Yeah.
The DACA news is taking everybody by storm. That's Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com. It's right there on your computer. Thanks, Bridget. Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
All right,
guys.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
You can FaceTime her now.
You know, let me tell you, here's why that's funny.
Oh, my God, look at how cute you are.
All right, so my old phone obviously didn't have the capabilities for face phone.
Yeah. FaceTime.
So I was going to surprise Kylie. She's in New York. And I saw a FaceTime button, and I thought all I needed to do was press that button and stick my face up there and then just, like, keep looking at the phone from weird angles, and I thought that would make her laugh. But I guess both parties have to be agreeable to the FaceTime.
Well, you need... You can call her via audio call or a FaceTime call. So she would just see that.
So on her end, does it come up?
It would say dad calling.
Oh, but does it differentiate? Does it say phone call or FaceTime call?
Can I just prove something to you?
Yeah.
Can I FaceTime you right now and see if it goes through?
That's rather forward. But do what you need to do, I guess. It's a holiday weekend.
You're in my favorite, so FaceTime. It should ring.
Wendy, I'm on the air right now. What's wrong with you? All right, so it says, would you like to, what do I want to do? Yep.
So if you answer.
I don't know how to answer. I'm pressing
button.
Everything.
Hit the green button.
All right. No, I am. Nothing's happening. Look.
Slide it to the right.
Slide it to the right. Oh, there we go.
Oh, see? We're FaceTime.
How about that? It's Kevin, it's Wendy from the show.
Are you not getting feedback? I'm actually surprised.
I know, yeah. I am too.
That's fantastic. That said it before I said it. I didn't know what I was going to say.
And then if you're shopping or something and you want to turn the phone around, you can do that so I can show you what our studio looks like.
I don't see anybody on the other side.
I have to hang up.
I should see the back of your head on the other side. How come I don't?
So when you find your contact for Kylie, just hit a FaceTime call as opposed to a regular call.
Oh, all right.
It'll say mobile or FaceTime. Hit FaceTime, and then you can surprise her.
And then she'll be there.
Because she'll see. Did it say Wendy calling?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're in her contacts, which I hope you are.
I don't think I am. If I was your dad, would you allow that? I wouldn't. There's no way I would allow that.
Kevin, can I just ask you what it's like to see your grandparents here with modern technology getting so excited over this?
I'm really proud. I think it's going to be a good thing for you, Bill.
Did you ever see 2001 A Space Odyssey where there's a bunch of monkeys looking at a monolith and they don't know what to make of it? They're just staring at it. That's how I am with this.
Except it's not as big.
That's the only difference. And I'm slightly less furry. That's the only difference. I'm just looking at it from different angles going, I have no idea what it does.
All right. Somebody thinks they know how to fix your problem. Matt has called us at 312-235-2525. Hi, this is the Matt, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hey, the Matt. FaceTime me.
Hey. Oh, Bill, that would be such a terrible idea. But,
yeah.
No, okay. It sounds like you have... Okay, how do I explain this?
A problem.
When you purchase music, when you purchase music on Apple,
yes.
On iTunes,
yes,
it creates a digital copy. That way, if you delete the song by accident, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It just creates kind of like a little ghost for you, and you can re-download that song so you don't have to pay for it again.
Uh-huh.
What you have on your phone, you just have your music sitting in your little iTunes cloud.
Yeah.
And what you need to do, there are little clouds next to each track.
Yeah.
And if you press those tracks in, the songs will then download to your phone.
He's press right. them in where, on my phone or at home?
But they're already on his phone, Matt. They're just not in the categories that he wants them to be in.
They're actually physically on your phone.
Yeah, I can play them, but they're not in any of the subgroups that I have on my iPod or at home.
You have one of two options then.
Yes.
You can either go to home, connect it to your computer,
yeah.
and just download, just carry it like you used to do with your iPod.
Oh.
Carry over the playlist to your phone.
All right.
Or you can just spend a little bit of time and remake all of them. You can do one of the two.
You could make your own list because it says playlist, and then you could make your own.
Oh, all right.
New playlist, and then you label it, and you...
Okay, I'll try that.
Look at how helpful you are. Aren't you proud of Bill, Matt?
I am so proud of Bill, you have no idea.
Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thanks,
hang up, man.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah,
thank you,
too.
Matt.
You better go before
Very
the
helpful.
Going gets rough. Now, open up your piano and see if you can play it now, and then we've called it a day.
All right. It's open. And you said I want volume, which is why I switch shampoos, by the way. Oh, that's you playing. I thought that was me for a second. Yeah, mine won't play. Oh, that's me. I'm like Michael Bublé. If he got hit in the head with a rock.
Listen to me. I have to tell you something because you said, I don't want to be married to my phone. I don't even want to have a phone.
Yeah.
And Kevin and I both said, if you get an iPhone, it will change your life. And look at it.
I've never felt more like a chimp in my life, though. It's just me staring at buttons and pressing them at random and wanting a banana to come out of the hole of the phone. Oh, that's pretty. Kevin, submit this for a Marconi Award.
You don't know how to play chopsticks?
No.
You're a bad Bublé.
I gotta... I'm the boy in the plastic Bublé.
Yes, you are.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then...
More iPhone fun.
Yeah, more iPhone fun. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.